A county in the Texas Hill Country no longer has an elections department. All three people on the staff in Fredericksburg quit. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios explains why.
In her resignation letter to Gillespie County officials obtained by the nonprofit news organization VoteBeat, former elections administrator Anissa Herrera said her life commitment to the job was unsustainable. She said the threats against election officials and her staff, dangerous misinformation, and other factors had completely changed the job she initially accepted. Sam Taylor is Assistant Secretary for Communications at the Texas Secretary of State's office.
We didn't get a lot of specifics about the threats, only that they were a combination of, you know, social media, stalking, and, you know, other kinds of threats against her in her capacity as elections administrator.
Taylor says the state is sending 6 to 8 officials to train current county workers to run the election for its 20,000 voters.
There are still employees in the county clerk and county tax assessor collector's office who have run elections in the past, albeit that was back in, you know, 2019 and earlier. So a lot has changed about election laws since then.
Early voting in Texas starts in 2 months, giving the state a short training window. A new full-time staff may not be in place until after November. Election officials nationwide have seen more threats since 2020. Often motivated by misinformation and lies about a rigged election. David Becker, executive director and founder of the Center for Election Innovation and Research, says the threats have been aimed at officials at all levels.
From elected secretaries of state down to volunteer poll workers are being harassed and threatened in a way that we've never seen before. It's not worse than it's been before. It has never been before.
A report from the U.S. House Oversight Committee this month details one example that called for the hanging of an unnamed Texas election official and the harming of his children, saying, quote, "I think we should end your bloodline." For NPR News, I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.